Section 1, Wealth, the Rulebook. Chapter 1, Unshakable. Power and peace of mind in a world of uncertainty. Unshakable. An unwavering and undisputed confidence, a steadfast commitment to the truth, presence, peace of mind, and a calm amidst the storm. What would it feel like to know in your mind, in your heart, and in the very depth of your soul that you'll always be prosperous? To know with absolute certainty that no matter what happens in the economy, the stock market, or real estate, that you'll have financial security for the rest of your life? To know that you'll possess an abundance that'll enable you not only to take care of your family's needs, but also to delight in the joy of helping others as well? We all dream of achieving that tremendous inner peace, that comfort, that independence, that freedom. In short, we all dream of being unshakable. But what does it really mean to be unshakable? It's not just a matter of money, it's a state of mind. When you truly are unshakable, you have unwavering confidence even amidst the storm. It's not that nothing upsets you. We all get hooked at times, but we just don't stay there. Nothing really rattles you for any length of time. You don't allow fear to take you over. If you're knocked off balance, you find your center quickly and you regain your inner calm. When others are afraid, you have the presence of mind to take advantage of the turmoil that's swirling all around you. This state of mind allows you to be a leader, not a follower, to be the chess player, not the chess piece, to be one of the few who do, not one of the many who merely talk. But is it even possible to become unshakable in these crazy times, or is it just a pipe dream? Do you remember how you felt in 2008 when the financial crisis savaged the global economy? Do you remember the fear, the anxiety, the uncertainty that gripped us all when the world seemed to be falling apart? The stock market collapsed, maybe crushing your 401k, the property market was beaten to a pulp, maybe wrecking the value of your home or that of someone you love. Big banks fell over like toy soldiers. Millions of good, hardworking people lost their jobs. I can tell you right now, I'll never forget the suffering and the terror that I witnessed all around me. I saw people lose their life savings, get kicked out of their homes, and not have the money to send their kids to college. My barber told me that his business was in tatters because people didn't even want to spend money getting their hair cut. Even some of my billionaire clients called me in a panic because their cash was all tied up. The credit markets had frozen, and it suddenly looked like they might be in danger of losing everything. Fear was like a virus spreading everywhere. It began to take over people's lives, infecting millions with a sense of total uncertainty. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all that uncertainty had ended in 2008? Didn't you think the world would be back to normal by now, that the global economy would be back on track and growing dynamically again? But the truth is, we're still living in a crazy world. All these years later, central bankers are still fighting an epic battle to revive the economic growth. They're still experimenting with radical policies that we've never seen literally in the entire history of the global economy. You think I'm exaggerating? Well, think again. First world countries such as Switzerland, Sweden, Germany, Denmark, and Japan now have negative interest rates. You know how insane that is? The whole purpose of the banking system is for you to make a profit by loaning money to banks so they can lend it out to others. But people around the world now have to pay banks to accept their hard-earned savings. The Wall Street Journal wanted to discover when the world last experienced a period of negative yields. So the newspaper called an economic historian, and you know what he told them? It's the first time it's happened in the 5,000 years of banking history. That's how far we've come from living in a normal world. Borrowers get paid to borrow and savers get punished for saving. In this upside-down environment, quote, safe investments such as high-quality bonds offer such terrible returns that you wonder if someone's having a laugh at your expense. I recently learned the finance arm of Toyota had issued a 3-year bond that yields just 0.001% return. At that rate, it would take you 69,300 years to double your money once. If you're struggling to make sense of what all this means for the future of the global economy, join the club. Howard Marks, a legendary investor who oversees nearly $100 billion in assets, recently told me, quote, "If you're not confused, you just don't understand what's going on," end quote. You know, we're living in strange times, and even the greatest financial minds admit to being confused. I mean, for me, this reality was driven home emphatically last year when I arranged a meeting for my Platinum Partners. They're an intimate group of friends and clients who we gather once a year to gain financial insights from the best of the best in the business. We'd already listened to the opinions of 7 self-made billionaires, But now it was time to hear from a man who, for two decades, had wielded more economic power than anyone else alive. I was seated in one of two leather wingback chairs on a stage in a conference room at the Four Seasons Hotel in Whistler, British Columbia, Canada. Outside, the snow was falling gently. The man sitting across from me was none other than Alan Greenspan, the former chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve. He was appointed by President Ronald Reagan in 1987 and ultimately served as the Fed chief to four presidents before retiring in 2006. We could hardly have asked for a more experienced insider to cut through the confusion and shed light on the future of the economy. As our two-hour conversation drew to a close, I had one final question for this man who'd seen it all, who'd guided the U.S. economy through thick and thin for 19 years. I said to him, "Alan, you've had 90 years on the planet, and you've seen incredible changes in the world economy. So in this world of intense volatility and insane central banking policies around the globe, what is the one thing you would do if you were put back in charge of the Fed today?" Greenspan paused for a while. Finally, he leaned forward towards me, looked me in the eye, and said, "Resign, Tony. I'd resign." How to find certainty in an uncertain time. What are you supposed to do when even an economic icon like Alan Greenspan is tempted to throw up his hands in dismay, unable to make sense of what's going on, or unable to even help us guess where it's going to end? If he can't figure it out, how on the earth can you and I predict what will happen? Well, if you're feeling stressed and confused, I want you to know I understand. But let me tell you the good news. There are a few people who do have the answers. A few brilliant minds that have figured out how to make money in good times and bad. After spending 7 years interviewing these masters of the financial game, I'm going to bring you their answers, their insights, their secrets, so you can understand how to win even in these incredibly uncertain times. And I'll tell you this, one of the greatest lessons I've learned from these money masters is that you don't have to predict the future to win the game. Etch that idea into your big, beautiful brain because it's so important, really important. Here's what you do have to do. You have to focus on what you can control, not what you can't. You can't control where the economy's headed, whether the stock market will soar or plunge, but that doesn't matter. The winners of the financial game know they can't control the future either. They know their predictions will often be wrong because the world's just too complex and fast-changing for anybody to accurately foresee the future consistently. But as you'll learn in the pages to come, they focus so intensely on what they can control that they thrive no matter what happens in the economy or in the financial markets. And with the help of their insights, you'll thrive too. Control what you can control. That's the trick. And this audiobook will show you exactly how to do it. Above all, you'll finish this book with a strategic plan that provides you with the tools to help you win the financial game once and for all. We all know that we're not going to become unshakable through wishful thinking or lying to ourselves or by merely thinking positive or putting photos of exotic cars on your vision board. It's not enough to believe. You need insights. You need the tools, the skills, the expertise, and the specific strategies that'll empower you to achieve true and lasting prosperity. You'll need to learn the rules of the financial game, who the players are, what their agendas are, where you can get hurt, and how you can win. This knowledge can set you free. The big purpose of this small book really is to provide you with that essential knowledge. It'll give you a complete playbook for financial success so that you and your family won't ever again have to live in fear and uncertainty, but can enjoy the journey with true peace of mind. Many people just dabble in and out when it comes to their financial lives, and they pay an enormous price for it. That's not because they don't care. It's because they get swamped by all the stresses and strains of their daily lives. Plus, they don't have expertise in this area, so it seems intimidating, confusing, or overwhelming. None of us likes to put effort into things that makes us feel unsuccessful or out of our depth. And when people are forced to make financial decisions, they often act out of fear. And any decision made in a state of fear is likely to be wrong. But my commitment here is to be your coach, to guide you, to help you, so you can put together an action plan that gets you from where you are today to where you really want to be. Maybe you're a baby boomer who worries you can't get to financial security because you started too late. Or maybe you're a millennial who thinks, "I've got so much debt, I'll never be free." Or perhaps you're a sophisticated investor who's looking for an edge so you can build a financial legacy that benefits generations to come. Whoever you are, whatever stage of life you're at, I'm here to show you that there is a way. If you commit to stay with me through this audiobook, I promise to provide you with the knowledge and the tools you need to get the job done. And once you absorb this information, you can put your plan in place. It'll likely take you only an hour or two each year just to keep it on target. So this is not a huge commitment once you gather this initial information. This is an area of life that requires commitment. But if you're committed to understanding and harnessing the insights in this book, the rewards can be incredible. How much stronger, how much more confident will you feel when you know the rules that govern the financial world? When you have the knowledge, that mastery, then you can make smart financial decisions based on real understanding. And after all, decisions are the ultimate power. Decisions equal destiny. The decisions you'll be equipped to make after listening to this short audiobook can bring you to a whole new level of inner peace, fulfillment, comfort, and financial freedom, a level that most humans only dream of achieving. I know this sounds like hyperbole or exaggeration, but you're going to discover it's not. This is the real thing, the real answers from the real financial masters. Meet the Money Masters. My life's obsession is to help people create the life of their dreams. My greatest pleasure is to show them how to rise from pain to power. I can't bear to see other people suffer because I know how it feels. I grew up dirt poor with four different fathers over the years and with a mother who was an alcoholic. I often went to bed hungry, not knowing if there's going to be any food the next day. We had so little money that I bought t-shirts for 25 cents at the thrift store and went to high school in Levi cords that were about 4 inches too short for me. I grew very rapidly and we'd have money to replace the pants. So to support myself, I worked as a janitor at two banks in the middle of the night and then caught a bus home and slept for roughly 4 to 5 hours before dragging myself back to school each morning. Today, I'm blessed with financial success. But I can tell you right now, I'll never forget what it was like to live in that state of constant anxiety about the future. In those days, I was trapped by my circumstances and I was filled with uncertainty. So when I saw what happened to people during 2008 and 2009 in that financial crisis, there was no way I could turn my back on them. What drove me most crazy was the fact that much of the economic mayhem had been caused by the reckless ways of a small minority of bad actors on Wall Street. Yet nobody in a position of real power and privilege seemed to pay any price for the pain they created. Nobody went to jail. Nobody addressed the systemic issues that made the economy so vulnerable in the first place. Nobody seemed to be looking out for regular people who bore the brunt of this financial chaos. I saw them getting used and abused every day, and I couldn't take it anymore. That launched me on a quest to figure out how I could help people gain control over their financial lives so they'd never again be the passive victims of a game they didn't understand. I had one key advantage, personal access to many of the giants of the financial world. It helped that I've coached Paul Tudor Jones, one of the greatest traders of all time. Paul's an extraordinary philanthropist, a brilliant thinker, and a dear friend. He helped open lots of doors for me. Over 7 years, I interviewed more than 50 masters of the financial universe. Their names may mean nothing to you right now, but in the financial world, these guys have the star power and the name recognition of celebrities like LeBron James, Robert De Niro, Jay-Z, or Beyonce. The list of legends who end up sharing their insights with me includes Ray Dalio, the most successful hedge fund manager in history, Jack Bogle, the founder of Vanguard and the revered pioneer of index funds, Mary Callahan Erdos, who oversees $2.4 trillion, that's right, trillion with a T in assets at J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, T. Boone Pickens, the billionaire oil tycoon, Carl Icahn, America's most formidable activist investor, David Swensen, whose financial wizardry transformed Yale into one of the wealthiest universities in history, John Paulson, a hedge fund manager who personally earned $4.9 billion in 2010, and Warren Buffett, of course, the most celebrated investor ever to walk the planet. If you don't know these names, you're not alone. Unless you work in finance, you're probably more aware of how your fantasy football team is doing or what's in your Net-A-Porter shopping cart. But you're really going to want to put these financial titans on your radar because they can literally change your life. The result of all that research was my 670-page behemoth of a book, Money Master the Game. To my delight, it skyrocketed at number one on the New York Times bestseller list and sold more than 1 million copies in hardback alone. The book has also received an extraordinary array of endorsements from financial elite like Carl Icahn, not an easy man to win over. He said, quote, "Every investor will find this book extremely interesting and illuminating." Jack Bogle wrote, "This book will enlighten you and reinforce your understanding of how to master the money game and in the long run, earn you financial freedom." Steve Forbes wrote, If there were a Pulitzer Prize for investment books, this one would win hands down. Now, I'd like to think that this praise was a testament to my literary brilliance, but the success of Money Master the Game is really reflected by the generosity of these financial giants who sat down with me for hours on end to share their knowledge. Anyone who takes the time to study and apply what they told me should attain huge financial rewards that can last a lifetime. So the question you must be asking is, so why bother to write a second book on how to achieve your financial ambitions? After all, there are plenty of easier and more painless ways to spend my time than writing books, like, say, selling my organs on the black market, for example. But my goal is to empower you, the listener, while also making a difference for millions of forgotten people who are in desperate need. You know, I've donated all my profits from Money Master the Game, and now for this audiobook, Unshakable, and the hardback of this book, to provide free meals for the hungry through my partnership with Feeding America. They're the nation's most effective charity for feeding the hungry. So far, between these books and the additional personal donations I've made over the last 2 years, we've provided over 250 million free meals to families in need, a quarter of a billion meals, if you can imagine. And in the next 8 years, I plan to bring that to a billion meals. By the way, if you're listening to this audiobook, I want you to know you've contributed to that cause. Thank you. And feel free to buy copies for all your friends and family, because all of this is going to a beautiful cause, 100% of the profits. Now, beyond that mission, I have three urgent reasons for writing Unshakable. First, I want to reach as many people as possible by writing a short book that you could listen to in a few evenings or a weekend. If you want to go deeper, I hope you'll read Money Master the Game, but I understand that this big monster can seem intimidating. So Unshakable is designed to be a concise companion to that book that contains all the essential facts on its own, the core strategies that you need to transform your financial life. In writing a short book that's quicker to listen to, I'm looking to increase the likelihood that you'll not only master this material, but also act on it. People love to say that knowledge is power. But the truth is that knowledge is only potential power. You and I both know that it's useless if you don't act on it. This audio program gives you a power-packed action plan that you can put in effect immediately, because we all know execution trumps knowledge every day of the week. My second reason for writing Unshakable is that I see so much fear around me today. How are you and I going to make smart, rational financial decisions if we're full of fear? Even if you know what to do, fear keeps you from doing it. I'm concerned you might make the wrong moves if you're fearful, damaging yourself and your family in ways that I believe are entirely avoidable. Step by step, this book will enable you to systematically free yourself from that fear. Baby, it's cold outside. As I write this, the stock market has risen for 7.5 years in a row, making this the second longest bull market in the United States history. There's a widespread sense that we're due for a fall, and that what goes up must come down, that winter is coming. By the time you listen to this, the market may have already tumbled. But as we'll discuss in the next chapter, the truth is that nobody, I repeat, nobody, can accurately predict with any consistency where the financial markets are headed. That includes all those smooth-talking TV pundits, those Wall Street economists in pinstripe suits, and all those highly paid purveyors of snake oil. We all know that winter's coming, that the stock market will fall again, but none of us knows when winter is coming or how severe it'll be. Does that mean we're powerless? Not at all. Unshakable will show you how the masters of the financial world prepare themselves and how they profit by anticipating winter instead of just reacting to it. As a result, you'll be able to benefit from the very thing that harms those that are unprepared. In fact, ask yourself this. When an ice storm comes, do you want to be the one stuck outside freezing in the bitter cold? Or do you want to be the one who's wrapped up warmly by the fire with those you love toasting marshmallows? Let me give you a recent example of how it pays to be prepared. In January of 2016, the stock market plummeted. In a matter of days, $2.3 trillion went up in smoke. For investors, it was the worst 10-day start to a year in history. The world was freaking out, convinced the big one was finally here. But Ray Dalio, the most successful hedge fund manager of all time, had done something priceless in Money Master the Game. He'd actually shared with me his unique investment portfolio that can prosper in what he calls all seasons. In the middle of the stock market nosedive, Ray was in Davos, Switzerland, where the global elite gather each year to discuss the state of the world. He went on TV, appearing against the backdrop of snow-covered mountain, to explain how people could protect themselves from this terrifying turmoil. His advice? They should pick up a copy of my book, Money Master the Game. Quote, Tony did the layman's version of this all-weather portfolio, he explained. That might be helpful for people, end quote. So what would happen if you'd followed Ray's advice and built the all-weather portfolio described in Money Master the Game? Well, the Standard & Poor's, the S&P 500 stock index, which is just a list of the top 500 companies in the United States, dropped 10% in the first few days of 2016. By contrast, you would have actually made a small profit, just under 1%, during that same time. This portfolio he describes, by the way, is not meant to be one-size-fits-all, nor is it intended to be the greatest performer of all time. It's meant to provide a smoother ride for those unable to stomach the volatility of a portfolio with higher percentage of stocks, which can also lead to higher returns. But what's really amazing is that this portfolio for all seasons would have made money 85% of the time for the last 75 years. That's the power of having the right strategy, a strategy that comes directly from one of the best in the world. Avoid the sharks. My third reason for writing this book is that I want to show you how to avoid getting eaten by sharks. And as we'll discuss later, one of the biggest obstacles to achieving financial success is the difficulty of figuring out who you can and cannot trust. There are plenty of fantastic human beings working in the financial field. People who always remember their mom's birthday, who are kind to dogs, and who have impeccable personal hygiene. But they're not necessarily looking out for your best interests. Most people who you think are providing unbiased financial advice are actually brokers, even if they do prefer to go by other titles. They make hefty commissions by selling products, whether it's stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement accounts, insurance, or whatever else may pay for their next trip to the Bahamas. And as you'll soon learn, only a tiny subset of those advisors is legally required to put your best interests ahead of their own. After writing Money Master the Game, I saw once again how easy it is to get fooled by Wall Street. Peter Malouk, a certified financial planner and an attorney who I respect immensely, reached out to me to arrange a meeting to share what he cryptically described as, quote, some crucial information. Now, if you want to know about Peter, check this out. The investment magazine Barron's rated Peter and his company, Creative Planning, the number one independent financial advisor in America for 2013, 2014, and 2015. No one else has done that in history, 3 years in a row. Forbes named him the top investment advisor in the United States for 2016 based on 10-year growth. And check this out, CNBC ranked him as the number one U.S. wealth manager firm for 2014 and 2015. When someone with Peter's expertise and his reputation reaches out to me, I know that I'm going to learn something of real value. So Peter flew specially from his home in Kansas to meet me in Los Angeles, where I was conducting an Unleash the Power Within event for 10,000 people. It was then that he grabbed me, pulled me aside, and dropped the bomb. He explained how financial, quote, advisors who market themselves as straight shooters were actually exploiting a gray area in the law to sell products that benefited themselves and not their clients. They claim to be fiduciaries. It's a big word, but it's just a small minority of advisors who are legally obligated to put their clients' interests first. In reality, they were unscrupulous salespeople who were profiting by misrepresenting themselves. Unshakable will give you all the information you need to protect yourself from wolves in sheep's clothing. Equally important, we'll give you the tools and criteria to help you identify honest, conflict-free advisors who will truly look out for your best interests. That meeting was the genesis that formed the basis of a close friendship with Peter, and it led to him becoming the co-author of this book. You couldn't ask for a more knowledgeable, honest, or straight-talking guide for this journey. Peter tells it like it is, and he knows where the bodies are buried. Peter's firm, which manages $22 billion in assets, is truly unique. You know, many billionaires have something called a family office. It's an in-house team that provides them with sophisticated advice on everything from investing and insurance to tax preparation and estate planning. Peter offers the same level of comprehensive advice to clients with assets of as little as $500,000 or more. Doctors, dentists, lawyers, small business owners, they're the heartbeat of the American economy, and Peter believes they deserve no less care and attention than the ultra-rich. I was so impressed with Peter's vision for creating a family office for everyone that I decided to join the board of creative planning and become its chief of investor psychology, and I engaged the firm to manage my own investments for financial planning. I then approached Peter with a radical idea. Would he be willing to create a division that would provide the same kind of comprehensive service, that family office, for clients who are early in the wealth building process? People who are at the beginning of that journey with as little as $100,000 in total assets. After months of discussion, Peter, who shares my commitment to helping as many people as possible, has now done exactly that. I'm happy to tell you his company will provide a review of your current situation and goals at no cost and help you create a customized financial plan. You may decide that you'd prefer to handle your finances alone, but if you ever decide it might be helpful to get a second opinion from the number one ranked firm in the country, you're welcome to reach out to Creative Planning. You can reach them at www.getasecondopinion.com. That's getasecondopinion.com. The road ahead. Before we go any further, I want to quickly show you a map of the road ahead so you can see for yourself how the chapters that follow will really help you. Unshakable is divided into three sections. The first is your rulebook for wealth and financial success. Now, why start with a rulebook? Because if you don't know the rules of the game, how can you expect to win? I mean, what holds many of us back is a feeling that we're in over our heads. It doesn't help that the financial world seems to be overwhelmingly complex, and they kind of want to make it that way. There are more than 40,000 stocks to choose from in the world today, including 3,700 on various U.S. stock exchanges. By the end of 2015, there were more than 9,500 mutual funds in America alone, which means there's far more funds than there are stocks. I mean, how ridiculous is that? Add to that the nearly 1,600 exchange-traded funds, and you're faced with so many different investment choices that your head starts to spin. Can you imagine standing at an ice cream counter and having to choose from 50,000 different flavors? Clearly, you and I need some robust rules so that we can bring order to this chaos. And as you'll discover in Chapter 3, one of the simplest yet most important rules is this: fees matter. The vast majority of mutual funds are actively managed, which means they're run by people who attempt to pick the best investments at the best time. Their goal is to, quote, beat the market. For example, you'll attempt to outperform an unmanaged basket of leading stocks, such as the S&P 500 index, which is one of the many different indexes that track specific markets throughout the world. And by the way, I'll clarify what this language means if you're unfamiliar with some of these financial terms along the way. But the difference is this: actively managed mutual funds charge fat fees in return for this service. Sounds fair enough, right? The problem is most funds do a terrific job of charging high fees, but a terrible job of picking successful investments. In fact, one of the most important studies showed that 96% of mutual funds failed to beat the market over any 15-year period of time. The result? You overpay for underperformance. It's like paying for a Ferrari and driving home from the dealership in a beaten-up tractor splattered with mud. Hedge funds versus mutual funds versus index funds. For those unfamiliar, a hedge fund is just a private fund available only to high-net-worth investors. The managers have complete flexibility to bet in both directions of the market, up or down. They charge hefty management fees, usually 2%, and they share in your profits as well. Typically, 20% of the profits go to the manager. A mutual fund, by contrast, is a public fund available to anyone. In most cases, they're actively managed by a team who assembles a portfolio of stocks, bonds, or other assets, and they continually trade their holdings in hopes to beat the market. An index fund, by contrast, is also a public fund, but requires no active manager. The fund simply owns all the stocks in the index. For example, they would own all 500 stocks in the S&P 500 index. Hopefully this clarifies hedge funds versus mutual funds versus index funds for you, and it'll become even more clear as we continue speaking. What you have to remember is this: these fees add up massively over time. They compound. If you overpay by 1% a year, it'll cost you 10 years worth of retirement income. Now, once we've shown you how to avoid funds that overcharge and underperform, you could easily save yourself as much as 20 years of retirement income. If that's all you learned from the first section of this book, it would transform your future, but there's so much more. As we mentioned earlier, we'll also show you how to avoid salespeople provide self-serving advice that's hazardous to your financial health and how to find sophisticated advisors who aren't conflicted. As the saying goes, when a person with experience meets a person with money, the person with the experience ends up with the money and the person with the money ends up with the experience. We're going to show you how to navigate this game so you'll never be taken advantage of again. The second section of Unshakable is a financial playbook. It'll show you exactly what to do so you can put your action plan in place right now. Most importantly, you'll learn what I call the Core Four, a set of simple yet powerful principles that were derived from my interviews with more than 50 of the world's greatest investors. Though they may have different ways of making money, I've observed that they all share these fundamental decision-making principles. I found the Core Four transformational in my own financial life, and I'm really excited to make this knowledge available to you too. Next, you'll learn to slay the bear. In other words, to build a diversified portfolio so your nest egg won't be destroyed when a bear market finally comes. In fact, you'll learn to profit massively from the opportunities that fear and turmoil create. What most people don't realize is that the investment success is largely a matter of smart asset allocation. In other words, of knowing precisely how much of your money to put in different asset classes like stocks or bonds or real estate or gold or cash. The great news is you'll learn to do this from money masters like Ray Dalio, David Swensen, and our very own Peter Malouk. If you already know a bit about investing, you may be wondering, as one financial journalist asked me recently, isn't it just a simple matter of buying and holding the index funds? Well, Dalio, Swensen, Warren Buffett, and Jack Bogle all told me that indexing is the smartest strategy for regular people like you and me. One reason why is that the index funds are designed to match the returns of the market. Unless you're a superstar like Warren or Ray, you're better off capturing market returns instead of trying and almost certainly failing to beat the market. Even better, index funds charge minuscule fees, saving you a fortune over the long run. I wish it was as simple as just invest in the index. As a lifelong student of human behavior, I can tell you this. Most people find it really hard to sit tight and stay in the market when everything's going haywire. Buy and hold tends to go out the window in those days. If you have nerves of steel like Buffett or Bogle, that's great. But if you want to know how the majority of people behave under stress, just check out a study by Dalbar, one of the financial industry's leading research firms. Dalbar revealed the gigantic discrepancy between what the market's returns are, what the index would provide, and the returns that people actually achieve. For instance, the S&P 500 returned an average of 10.28% a year from 1985 to 2015. At this rate, your money doubles every 7 years. Thanks to the power of compounding, you've made a killing by owning an index fund that tracked the S&P 500 for over 30 years. Let's say you invested $50,000 in 1985. How much would that be worth by 2015 if you never added another dime? The answer is $941,613.61. That's right, almost $1 million. But while the market returned 10.28% per year, Dalbar found that the average investor made only 3.66% a year over those three decades. At that rate, your money doubles every 20 years. The result? Instead of $1 million windfall, you ended up with $146,996. What explains this massive performance gap? Well, in part, it's the disastrous effect of excessive management fees, of outrageous brokerage commissions, and the other hidden costs that we'll discuss in Chapter 3. These expenses are a constant drain on your returns, the equivalent of a merciless vampire sucking your blood each night while you're asleep. But there's another culprit too, and that's human nature. As you and I know, we're emotional creatures with a gift for doing crazy stuff under the influence of emotions such as fear and greed. As the legendary Princeton University economist Burton Malkiel told me, quote, "Emotions get a hold of us, and we, as investors, tend to do very stupid things," unquote. For example, quote, "We tend to put money in the market and take it out at exactly the wrong time," he says. You probably know people who got carried away during the bull market and took reckless risks with money they couldn't afford to lose. You might also know people who got scared and sold out of all their stocks in 2008, only to miss out on the huge gains when the market rebounded in 2009. I've spent almost 4 decades teaching the psychology of wealth. So in the third section of Unshakable, I'm going to show you how to adjust your behavior and avoid the common mistakes that are driven by emotion. Why is this so important? Because you can't apply the winning strategies in this book unless you learn, quote, how to silence the enemy within. Then together we'll answer what may be the most important question of all. What are you really after? How do you achieve the ultimate level of happiness you really desire in your life? Is it really money you're chasing, or is it the feelings that you think money can create? Most of us believe or fantasize that money will bring us to a point where we finally feel free, secure, excited, empowered, alive, and joyful. But the truth is, you can achieve that beautiful state right now, regardless of your level of material wealth. So why wait to be happy? Finally, in the appendix, we've included an invaluable roadmap to use with your financial advisors and/or your attorneys. These four little checklists will guide you in protecting your assets, building your financial legacy, and assuring against the unknown. Plus, you'll discover even more ways to save on taxes, which we all love. The snake and the rope. But first, I want to tell you about the very next chapter because I'm convinced that it'll change your financial life. In fact, even if you listened to only chapter 2 and you ignored everything else in this book, you'd be getting on track to reap amazing rewards. As I mentioned earlier, this is a time of tremendous uncertainty for most people. The global economy is still limping along after all these years. Middle-class salaries have stagnated for decades. Technology is disrupting so many industries that we don't even know what jobs will exist in the future. And then there's that nagging feeling that a bear market is overdue after years of strong returns. I don't know about you, but all this uncertainty is making many people fearful. And this prevents them from building wealth by investing in financial markets and becoming long-term owners of the economy, not just consumers. The next chapter is the antidote to that fear. We'll walk you through 7 specific facts that'll transform your understanding of how markets work and of the economic and emotional patterns that drive it. You'll learn that corrections and crashes occur with surprising regularity, but they never last. The best investors prepare for this volatility, these dramatic ups and downs, and they turn it to their advantage. Once you understand these patterns, you can act without fear, not because you're in denial, but because you have the knowledge and clarity of mind to make the right decisions. This reminds me of an old story that you may remember about a Buddhist monk traveling home one night on a rural path. He catches sight of a poisonous snake blocking his way, panics, and runs for dear life in the opposite direction. The next morning, he returns to the scene of the terror, but now in the brightness of day, he realizes this coiled snake on his path was just a harmless piece of rope. Chapter 2 is going to show you that your own anxiety is equally unfounded, that the snake you fear is really just a rope. Why does this matter so much? Because you can't win the game unless you have the emotional fortitude to get in and stay in for the long term. Once you realize there's no snake blocking your way, you can walk calmly and comfortably on the path to financial freedom. Are you ready to become your own financial master? Then let's begin. The mobile app and podcast. Before we go to chapter 2, I'd love to give you just 2 other pieces of advice. We've created a couple of additional resources to accelerate your journey. First, I created a mobile app that contains videos, planning tools, and even a personalized calculator that'll help you discover how much money you'll need to accumulate in order to achieve the different levels of financial security or freedom you may be after. Second, we've also created an unshakable podcast. Peter Maluk and I recorded a series of brief conversations around the core principles of becoming unshakable, and it's all free. It's at unshakable.com. Okay, I'm going to throw this now to Jeremy Bob, who's going to read you chapter 2, and I'm going to join you for the last chapter. And Peter's going to join you for the chapter on Slay the Bear, since he wrote most of that chapter and can guide you through how to protect yourself and how to also take advantage of the worst times. When the bear comes, when the correction comes, you'll be ready. Let's go for chapter 2.